five stop.
For the birds too?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I guess you would really, I think I would always lump them all together as chickens.
Mm. So chickens would mean all the different kinds of birds, poultry.
Okay. Since I would like to go down and feed the chickens.
Mm-hmm. A hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
It's called a hen.
What kind of hen?
I guess she's a laying hen.
Okay. Ever hear setting hen?
A setting hen, yeah. She's a setting hen.
And what do you call the thing chickens live in?
A chicken coop.
Okay. Is that that's the big thing where they all live?
That's the big thing where they all live.
Okay. And when you eat chicken, what do you call that piece that children like to break?
That's the wishbone.
And what's the superstition? What happens?
It's that the person who gets the long end makes the wish, I believe.
And, yeah?
And I don't know anything connected with the short end.
Did you ever hear anything about putting it up over the door?
No.
Okay, some people say if you do that, then the first person who comes under is the person you'll marry.
Oh.
And some people are absolutely positive it's the short end of the bone that gets the wish, which of course is not true. You're right, it's the long end of the bone, because that's what I say. I also say wishbone. Some people say pulley bone. Did you ever hear that?
No.
Okay.
Pulley bone.
What would you call the inside parts of the chicken that are edible?
The inside parts?
Some people wouldn't eat, but they're edible. Some people do eat.
Okay. Would be the liver and the...
Is there one name for all that stuff?
I guess you could say entrails.
Okay. How about insides of a pig?
Those are entrails also.
Okay. Did you ever hear the word haslet or harslet?
Yes.
Which?
Haslet. Haslet, which is, I guess that's a pig, isn't it? Or is that pork?
I don't know. That's a term I don't know. It's just in here.
I know the term haslet. That's the heart and the liver and perhaps the kidney.
Hmm. Do you know a term for the lungs?
And it's delicious.
It is? Haslet mm-hmm. is?
My mother used to fix them when we were children.
Uh-huh. Do you know a name for the lungs?
No.
Lights, did you ever hear
lights,
that?
Yes.
Is that the lung?
Is that the lung? It could be.
I thought it was.
I know the name lights as a part of... of the pig.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What is that part of the pig that people sometimes eat and sometimes stuff sausage in? It's the intestines, I think.
I guess those are chitlings.
Have you ever had them?
Yes.
Are they good?
They're delicious.
I wish I knew somebody that knew how to cook those things, because I have never had them. I don't know how to prepare them. Do they smell bad when they're cooking? I've heard that.
They can if you don't... do something, you know, about that, but they don't have to.
I've heard people say that when the mother was cooking chitlins, they all just left the house because the odor was so bad they couldn't stand it.
When my mother cooks chitlins, they smell delightful.
Hmm. She knows how to do it.
She knows how to do it.
Hmm.
Uh-huh. I think you have to do it maybe with the potato in the pot or something like that to absorb some of it.
Mm-hmm.
But when they are really prepared well, and prepared without grease, then they can be very good.
Mm. All kinds of
boiled or fried.
All kinds of things I've always heard of and have never tasted and would just love a chance to try. If it's time to feed the livestock and do the chores, you say it's what time?
I would say feeding time.
Okay. Now, here are a bunch of animal calls. If you know how to call these things, let me know. And if you don't, just say so. Do you know how to call cows in from the pasture?
No. I bet my mother does.
Well, could be if her parents were farmers.
Because they were farmers.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what you'd say to a cow to make her stand still while milking?
No, I don't think so.
Or to make her move her leg?
No.
How about a call to a calf?